Peace Women Across the Globe. A podcast about women's contribution to peace all over the world.
We learned from the previous steps that we started, very innocent stuff, very idealistic steps. But now we are sure what we are going, what we want to go. So this makes me to continue, but I am continuing with a very strong wish and goal. And I want to die walking, hiking, speeding, and not in my bed and on looking what others are doing. This is my dream. My name is Sevim Arbana. I was born in Tirana. I had, a sad childhood. I am the third, the youngest daughter of three siblings. My father was arrested when I was 2 years old and left the prison when I was 11 years old, but he died immediately. He was sick. The reason was, as all known, political. For this reason, he was arrested. So all my childhood, my youngest period, it was very difficult, especially for my mother, who raised up alone in the house of my uncles. It was so difficult. And maybe all this life being four female, including my mother, in the men world that was my house, with all men, because women has no voices, make me very sensitive in the near my futures, in my youngest period, in all my life, to be very sensitive for female subjects.
Dear Mrs. Rajavi, dear 1,000 women of Liberty Camp, you are my heroes. You are the heroes of 21st century. You are heroes because you are women. And why? And do you know what is the 21st century? It's the century of women. I didn't say
that. My first love, let's say, in professional context, is literature. I used to work like critic of literature. I am critic of literature in my profession. I work in editing house like editor of poetry and poems. And there I find out also this causa of liberty, causa of human rights that comes in 90. In 90 I was involved in this movement immediately. I was among 300 people who signed for democracy, for pluralism. So a group of young women came to my office in March 90, when the movement started, 91, when the movement started, and told me, Sevim, next week is 8 March. We want to organize something, but we are not the right person because somehow we are involved with communist state. So you are the right person, can be lead us somewhere. So I enter and I never went out. But never with political view. I never became the member of political party. No, never. Because I think that this is links with my personality. I am against any power, let's say. And political parties inside them gather some power that they want to use against some other personalities, peoples, to profit from them. When the Socialist Party came in power, they called me democratic. Socialist Party called democratic political behaviors. Democrats called me socialist because I am always against party in power, always, because my political view is different. I am in protection on civil rights and all things that political use for their powers, not to resolve the problems of people, unfortunately.
Cannon were brought in to disperse the demonstration. The protesters did manage to reach the steps of the government building, but not without casualties. The violence follows months of tension between the government and the opposition. The opposition has accused...
It was 91 when we gathered together and we said we need to protect ourselves, to protect mothers, children, and to do something in this political chaos and political dream as well, because future seems to us very promising because we just signed democracy. And we create immediately a big movement. I'm a founder of a big movement that we called Women's Movement. And that time we called Women's Democratic Movement. Democracy was just a name because it was not linked with political party. But very soon, this movement was used by political party. And I remember it was a gathering in the municipality of Tirana to elect a leader for this movement, for Tirana city. And women, I was leading this movement. The women came to this and said, I am from ex-political family, I suffered 30 years, and so on and so on. And suddenly I sat up and said, please don't mention your political origin because this is a free movement. We have other ideas. We will fight for all women's rights and children's rights, so don't link us with political. It was a very, very sensitive meeting, and I left because I didn't put my ideas with women. It was a Swiss woman, that representative Swiss government. She was very, very enthusiastic and said to me, Savim, are you continuing? I said, yes. She got my names. After 2 months, she came back. Her name was Doris, she came from Bern, and said, Savim, I found two associations, Interchurch Swiss Aid and Swiss Useful Women, very old NGOs, more than 100 years, and they want to contact you and to work with you. So we came together with some women. We said, how we can call ourselves? With the same idea that we were before, we can create association. Can we call ourselves free Albanian women? They said no, because they will call us prostitute. So, but reading this history of Swiss useful women said, oh, beautiful, we are useful, we can call ourselves useful. So it was March 9, 1993, we created this association, Useful to Albanian Women. And we became really useful from the beginning. Immediately after this project started a slogan that belongs 1994-95 till 2000. Our slogan was help yourself through your work. So we didn't want it to be helped by others in context of food, like charities. We didn't see charities very helpful for us. We use charity for others, but not for us, like members or like women in general. We wanted to give power women through their work. So help yourself through your work, bring to us project like handicraft shops, the golden hand shop, this that I mentioned before, greenhouses, golden hand, employment agency for women and girls, poor women and girls, and many, many other programs that give us, they didn't become us rich, but first of all, set up in Albanian society the first concept of social enterprises. The second, give the concept of how we can help people through their work, how we can make them helpful and very important to the family and the society as well. And it was a good starter for other NGOs and other women's groups to think how beautiful women can do even businesses.
Me punu token dalim ne her kshon ka zira të vogël se ato të mëlajat janë për qytetarët.
This gave me more hope and thoughts to go on. Unfortunately, when we started, it was 97, it was the first, let's say, things that Albania export was girls. Albanian girls will spread in all Western Europe. But the trafficking was the most painful drama of Albanian society in that time, and is still, but today it's very complicated to talk and to identify.
Albania has over two decades built up a brutal industry with human beings the commodity.
I hate them, and I want them to get the punishment that they deserve.
Seja, now still a teenager, was just 14 when she was sold into a trafficking ring by a man she thought was her boyfriend. She was forced to sleep with several men a day and tells of a bewildering and terrifying world of abuse in which she could trust no one.
In that time, we were the first Albanian NGOs that wrote a survey in 97, Prostitution, the Society Dilemma, where we identified even the group of trafficked girls. And we immediately started the public awareness in all Albania, especially in border area and the city such as Tirana, Durrës, Fieri, Vlora, where girls went through boats and things like that, trafficked. It was a high criminality in Albania with girls. And we make a lot of public awareness, and also we push the government to publish and to put some laws, new laws. And the government, in fact, supported us, all NGOs, and nowadays we have a good, let's say, legal framework. We are members today of anti-trafficking committee that are members from all institutions, government, churches, charities, NGOs, media, police, prosecutor, and so. But trafficking, Albania is also the country of destination, the country of origin as well, and the country of transport, let's say, today. And today is very complicated because it's had a high profits things. And unfortunately now, trafficking is on the hand also of the politicians.
It was the time that everyone was doing that kind of thing.
You used a child in order to earn some money. Isn't what you did entirely wrong?
It's terrible. What if that were my child and someone did that to them?
He faced justice, but Albania has been criticised for a lack of prosecutions, and there are concerns over police collusion. Some senior figures question whether trafficking...
Members of parliament as well. There are some that are really part of this trafficking and became a lot of money with this. So it's a hot topic as well nowadays to discuss and to combat this trafficking. We know that we are a front of risk, but we have also a kind of immunity, let's say, in Brexit. Because when I talk openly for trafficking or for some other women that have been killed, that we will talk below after that, I am threatened by many, but they have not so many courage, let's say, to be openly against us. So they leave, they said, they silent better and don't consider us. This is our, let's say, a way of how they deal now. They don't consider. They don't consider because the fight between them is more wild. They now are on the top of international media, are in front of opposite parliamentarism, that they accuse each other for this kind of business, let's say. Nothing is done without love. You need to love what you do. And this was the key of our success, not because we are the first. First, it was our idea and impression and feeling inside us that we create this movement. But the second and most important is it was that we were very euphoric, idealistic, and we did the things, all things with love. Because I can mention here that we didn't have back something experienced or something writing for civil society. It was a long process that we learned by doing. We didn't know how to write projects. We didn't know how to report the projects. We didn't know how to ask for money. We just express. We express because when I mentioned the greenhouse, first we wanted to make for village women the dairy milk program, but it was very expensive. We had only 20,000 euro from Vienna Caritas. They give us only this, and we wanted with this to make a big thing that was dairy milk. But for village women with a good heart, because they sell milk in the street, dirty street of Tirana. And immediately we said, how we can help women in village? How we can talk for family planning and violence when they had not bread to eat? So make a greenhouse for them. And flowers linked with women, flowers, greenhouse links with their properties, their perspectives, their strong economic issues. So, having these women employed there, we were able to talk about for family planning. We were able to talk also for violence. So, all this came very naturally from our heart. If you don't do things with heart, you never can be successful. Women's Club was born until now is the face of the association. Born in 97 during the civil war in Albania. Also is linked with a Swiss partner. We came back from South Albania, only men in the road. My Swiss partner, the lady, she was a very strong feminist, Bridget Huni. She told me, Sylvie, why men, only men? And I said, women never go out after 4 o'clock in Albania cities. So we want to do a coffee club when women, just to say the family, we want to go in coffee, to drink a coffee, but instead they can come to talk and to share their problems, their sorrows, their ideas, what they really concern them. She said, oh, it's beautiful, right? I wrote them, I sent them, they support us to build a house that we called at that time Teuta Ere. Young Teuta is a former Illyrian queen. Teuta has been a queen of Albania in time of Illyrian. The meaning was every woman can be a queen, not according to the crowd, but according to her position, to strengthen her position in family, in society. So, Women's Club bring us a lot of know-how problems, bring us a lot of people. People who are really very touching what we did and what we talk in Women's Club for poverty, we talk for charity, we talk for human rights, we talk for female literature, painting, politics, debates, social, psychological, women killed. So, and we open immediately a telephone, women's telephone. We had a lawyer and a social worker and psychologist. For the first time in 1998, we had counseling by telephone and counseling face to face. In 2008, for the first time, we bring in society this counseling for men exists as well, because also men somehow, because being feminist in Albania doesn't mean, especially for us, we are not feminists that hate men. we have our slogan with men, we want to change the world. Because feminism that hates men, for us, it's really a luxury. We can't hate men, because with men are part of our culture, part of our society. Maybe in some other countries, Germany, Switzerland, Holland. But in Albania, first of all, we need to clarify what does it mean, feminism. Feminism is equality. It's equality not to discriminate men, but to have rights, all parts of society. To talk about politics, to talk about sexual rights, to talk about vote rights, to talk about education rights, to talk about all labor rights as well, for everything. So Women's Club became a hot debate and lovely place for all the women. And after 20 years, 25 years almost of this Women's Club, now, Women's Club is more lobbying and advocacy place for all women, children, people's rights in Albanian society. And we distribute and we spread this Women's Club in many other cities. We call the Women's Club branches to spread our voices everywhere.
What Albania's political future will be is the question on people's minds as the political process moves into uncharted waters. Last month, the opposition Democratic Party quit parliament and took to the streets. Saturday's protest...
97 was really the year that was catastrophe for all Albanians. And as I mentioned, we had started at that time the Golden Hand Shop, and we were thinking to start up training, professional training, the first one in Albanian history for street working children. And we just started this. But 97, immediately we understood that in a protest, we asked for education, for school, for work, and peace. And immediately we started in a club, the first bridge, the project, Women's Bridge for Peace and Understanding, started for Albanian situation. But 97, 98 bring a terrible situation for Kosovo as well, but also Albania. Kosovo war is unforgettable tragedy for all Albanians who loved Albania, who loved their brothers, who loved peace. So we went in Kosovo, in Serbia, in Montenegro, in Macedonia with this caravan peace program that we called Women's Bridge for Peace and Understanding, just to talk about peace, just to gather to women from all Western Balkans, how we can be peaceful, how we can build peace and to contribute for peace. Peace is the most important things that we need to have. And gathering all ethnic groups, we wanted to mention and to find out the profile of women in Balkan. And we found out that we have the same profile. We have the same worries. We have the same problems. We need work. We need bread. We need education. We need houses. We need gender equality. How we can come together? Can we build all these things without peace? So it was a really very impressive program that put a big stone to the world peace, Balkan peace, Albanian peace, and world peace as well. In that time, I became member of Peace Federation. I became very fast involved in some peace works. And after 2005, I find myself in this peace 1,000 peace women across the globe. It was really a kind of dream for me. I became peace workers in all the world. I take place in many, many other things. So at least in 2016, I lead a peace committee in Albania with a center in Seoul, International Women Peace Group. I got prize twice, one in 2017 among 15 women in all the world. And in 2015, I was in calendar from peace ambassadors, 12 women of all the world. Among them was also Mother Teresa. So I was very honored to be in this calendar. So this Women's Bridge program started in Albania with pyramidal schemes, continuing in Kosovo, but continue for many, many years, and it will be part of our useful work for all the time, because peace is still a topic for all. War, we have signed a declaration to finish the war, a cessation of war, and achieving peace for in all the world. Yes. Why women? I think only women put lives to children. Our wife, our daughters, are everything. A man world without women is nothing. But we know that always, in all our history, the world belongs to men. I don't want to exclude men. I am not feminist, that I really exclude men. But mother feel everything. They are very sensitive. If a society have a happy mother, it's a happy society. Till now, all the world has not a happy mother. We see millions of women are killed nowadays from domestic violence. Millions of women have died today from poverty. Millions of women are still unemployed. Millions of women have not voice in the society. So, if we want a really healthy society, we need to strengthen women, not only men, because also women educate men. A mother educates a son. I can't imagine if my son is a violent son towards his wife or towards his children. I can't imagine. And if happens something, this is a catastrophe for me like mother. And all the mothers, all the wives, all grandparents can do the same question. How we can grow a healthy, happy girl, happy woman, happy wife, because this will be a happy society. It is not a dream, it's not an idealism. Can be a duty for all of citizens in all the world, especially for them who make strategies, who make politics, who are in power. But in Albania, unfortunately, who are in power are using violence, even in their family somehow, even. In the last time, we had an example from the brother of ex-minister in the Social Democratic Party, used to be violent towards his wife. This is a terrible example.
This was the eighth anti-government protest since the opposition Democratic Party walked out of parliament and took its campaign to the streets to unseat the socialist government. These protests are fueled by widespread perception of corruption. The government was hit.
The two last years, there are some young women, human rights women, activists, young activist women, that they do some other protests in the context of feminism. They asked for, but in certain way they are different from us, but very beautiful, because they talk about sex, free sex, freedom of sex, on context of gender equality. We never talk for this openly in 8 March or in our protest. They are talking openly for sex rights, for men hates as well. They openly talk against men, and they are other part of women's human rights that will lead Albanian society towards a real women's movement. Because all together we can change this, and we can bring more equality, gender equality. As I mentioned, Albanian Women's Academy of Useful to Albanian Women will bring more intellectual women on the top, will bring more business women. We need women in parliament to have for women's voice. Still, they have the leader's voice. They don't speak freely. They don't give their messages towards women that they are elected for. Because the politics is very masculine still in Albania. So we are preparing all this, and on the other side, the young generation of human rights activists are dealing with other topics, because feminism has different directions as well.
Peace Women Across the Globe. A podcast about women's contribution to peace all over the world. This is a production of podcastlab.ch in collaboration with a non-governmental organization, Peace Women Across the Globe. Peace Women Across the Globe is on Spotify, iTunes, and on the website 1000peacewomen.org. Please do send us your feedback.